This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Hey, we made the national news yesterday. Yep, the national news talking heads were all excited about the, quote, largest dam removal project in history right here on the Klamath River. Let me be clear about what I think about this. It's a crock, plain and simple. Federal government let this small population of the Yurok tribe in Northern California shame them into this mindless removal of four perfectly fine, clean energy, green hydropower dams on the Klamath River. Yes, I know. While they're screaming about ending fossil fuels and relying on green energy, they're taking out four very green energy dams. Makes about as much sense as everything else that they do. Remember, when the government gets involved, three things always happen. One, it will cost more than it should. Two, it will take longer than it should. And three, the end result will create even more problems for all involved. But it never seems to end when it comes to water in the Klamath Basin. Nope. Bureau of Reclamation's single-species plan to save the fish, with absolute blinders on for any other responsibilities, simply defies logic. Yet, year after year, they continue to do the same thing over and over again. Now, isn't that the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. It is, and they are. We learned in a late Friday afternoon press release way back in December that their own study found water levels have no effect on the suckerfish. None. Further, their own biologists have said after 20 years of this fiasco that the suckerfish are still in decline, and they don't know why. Sounds an awful lot like the ridiculous spotted owl fiasco to me. I can't think of any government program that ever gets shut down, and these two are prime examples. If the plan or the program is not producing results, then quit wasting our hard-earned tax money on them and do something different. Unheard of logic for the government. And now, even after a very wet winter with plentiful rain and snowfall in the mountains, well, our irrigators still are not getting a full allocation of water. Further, those Warren Act contractors are running out of water, and of course our refuges are bone dry and driving hordes of grasshoppers to eat our precious agricultural products. But hey, we made the national news with, quote, the largest dam removal project in history, unquote. I mean, never mind that removal of the dams will accomplish absolutely nothing, because after all, government programs always create even more problems than they solve. And this is another classic example. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.